Wasatch Cap student Nathan Larson says that the original idea for the splash pad came from a presentation made to City Council by Roger Brooks, an expert on tourism branding and downtown development.
We have many different sources, including our own personal research, which we split up and then we shared and collaborated with each other. We had many meetings with city manager, the mayor, the park manager. We all got their inputs on what they want.
Fellow CAP student Ian Main says that the group has landed on a location for the splash pad / ice rink.
Looking at how many businesses are around Town Hall Square or some of the other locations we looked at, like the city park that's there or in front of the police station, some other places, we found that Town Hall Square would be the best. That's where the most local businesses are. Really, we want to help the economy as much as we want to help people to have a place to come on downtown Heber.
CAP students and those assisting them have estimated the project will cost $100,000 and are currently seeking funds through private benefactors. Main says that the installation of the splash pad ice rink should be fairly simple.
Really, all you need to do is buy some rubber mats to put down on the grass. And then with our design we have right now, we have the sidewalk that goes around where the ice rink will be. And then just putting synthetic ice over the top of that, which is a pretty straightforward process. And some of the people in CAPS, actually the students, know how to do that because they've had experience with that. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that this will be starting construction in May, and then probably this next winter there would be an ice rink there.
The proposed fenced-in oval-shaped splash pad would have cement steps along the outside for people to sit on and watch their children. The design would also contain the city's logo and be outlined with 8 images showcasing outdoor sports in the Heber Valley. You can find a rendering of that image on KPCW's website. CAP student Chandler Lake connects the children's play area with the much larger Our Outdoor Sports Destination theme.
Yeah, and you think about like a little child who looks around, you know, at the edges of the splash pad, right, which have like all the different sports and the logos. They're just going to grow up in their childhood seeing that. The Heber City logo, they're going to associate those sports, those various outdoor activities with Heber City.
So Main says the project is just the first step for the shared vision.
So yes, the splash pad itself is probably more for toddlers, but if we can create this whole block to a place that people want to be, if we have food trucks there, or if we have a live band on the stage that we hope eventually will be there, it's going to bring out young adults, it's going to bring out teenagers, it's going to bring out toddlers and kids for the splash pad, and then the older people as well too. So really we're trying to create an environment that is for everybody.
You can also hear about Wasatch CAP's efforts to create a cohesive vision for Heber on kpcw.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.